Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
From the back of the room, I hear a voice cry out, "You want something good? Well, come on a little closer, let me see your face. Yeah, come on a little closer by the front of the stage. I say, come on a little closer, I got something to say. Yeah, come on a little closer, I wanna see your face. You see, I met a devil named Buena Buena. And since I met the devil, I've been the same, oh no. And I feel alright now, I have to tell you. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the Buena Buena.
Alright guys, welcome back. This is Alicia. I'm here with...
Hi. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I can't hear my voice.
Okay.
Hi folks. Okay, now I can
there
hear
we
my
go.
Voice. I swapped headphones. This is Gonzo.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Indie Trash. Or
yeah.
Crayons
in
the Trash.
Yeah, yeah. Indie Trash.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometimes,
fine.
Yeah,
sometimes we gotta revert back. You
yeah.
Know?
Go back to the basics. Yeah. So how have you been? How's your week been?
Oh God, it's been a week. I'm so tired.
Me too. Yeah. Even though we had 2 days off from school this week.
I got no work done, and now I'm swamped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like 2 presentations yesterday.
Oh.
So it was like a make it to Thursday kind of
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
now
for
I'm
sure.
here. And
for sure.
Yeah,
how'd it go? How was Thursday?
I don't know. Well, because one of them was like online, I just had to hand it in on Canvas, and then the other one was like in person, but it was for my technical and managerial communications class.
Ooh.
So it's all about like the art of giving the presentation.
Gotcha.
Like it's about the content, but
right.
It's about like
how
yeah.
Yeah, it's about the yapping.
And I was up there shaking, our friend Isabel is here in the studio with us, and they were telling me that it's like the professor gives you feedback and it's on like a box file, and
ooh.
Like she doesn't hold back apparently.
Oh, that's
and
so
I really
scary.
Don't want to open up that file because she also takes a video of you doing it.
Oh,
and she's
ah.
like, you should watch it and then like watch it again and then watch it without like looking at it so you can just like hear the cadence of
mm-hmm.
your voice. And it's like, I don't want to
like,
do that actually.
That's so much of listening to your own voice. Like, I like it.
And I hate doing that.
Here we are speaking into mics that we're.
But it's not like I have to go back and listen to it
that's
again.
True.
You
that's
know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, like this is just for funsies.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that.
So, yeah, that's that. Also, I have to ask, have you listened to the new Taylor Swift?
A little bit.
Thoughts? first impression?
Okay, so here's my thing.
Okay, yeah.
I am I feel like we're going to get like hate mail because of this. I am sick and tired of Jack Antonoff Productions.
Ooh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. Okay, interesting.
Wait,
what did
you think I was going to say?
I thought you were just going to say you didn't like it, which is like fair. Like, I think...
Because I was talking to one of my friends about this earlier today, and I was just like, oh my God, I dare him to use a real instrument. Like, play on a real drum. Like, step away from the synths.
True, true.
It's getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And they all sound the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I agree with that. I think some of the... she's a fantastic writer. She's so good, right? And I think some of the songs hit way harder, but only because of the lyrics. I don't think there's... granted, I'm not through the whole album yet. I'm, like, two-thirds of the way through.
Because it's 2 hours of
album.
It's
2 hours of album. Like, that's 31 songs. Like...
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm not through the whole album, but, like, none of them have stood out musically yet.
Yeah.
Like, some of them I'm like, wow, these lyrics are crazy.
Yeah.
And then, but none of them have been like, wow, I think the music in this was, like, fantastic.
Yeah. But then some of the lyrics, like, the one, I think it was on, like, the song, like, Tortured Poets Department, where it's that line where it's like, we were talking and like Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist than he is.
That came out, like, out of nowhere.
Hey, like, what are we talking about?
He should be a bigger artist though. Low key, Charlie Puth is one of my guilty pleasure artists, which is so.
My jaw is on the floor right now.
Attention, it hits so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also his new album, some of the songs hit.
He has a new album?
A new album as of 2 years ago.
That's
2 years old. I don't know when he released it. Like, it was relatively recently, but like not like super recently. New is probably a strong word. He is a little bit of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. I can't really hate on that too much because I used to be a big Charlie Puth stan. We were talking about earlier. but yeah, so like one time I went to a concert where he opened for Meghan Trainor.
And you
and I had so much fun.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
He gave my sister a high five and she's like, I'm never washing my hand ever again.
Yeah.
She was probably like 14 though, so it's
mood.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
Mood. 100% mood.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll play some Charlie Puth later on. Match with the playlist that I have going.
Yeah, okay. Let's run through this playlist. I've got my show after this. I can play a little Charlie Puth if I want to.
Okay, we're going to start off with Run to the Sun by Nerd.
Before you go, I want to talk to you.
It goes by your ear. I wanna tell you something. probably feeling blue, and you'll do what you must do. I hope you know I'd hand the skies to you. I'm so embarrassed for mankind. They have the nerve to let their weapon shine. It's so stupid. Do they not know you're about to fly high? Away. The wings that God will give you someday. I'm not jealous.
No.
I just can't take it.
So hard on me.
SOS to your ears. The only thing I ever feared was this day.
And it was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight was not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, y'all. Check the rhyme.
The Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn,
damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the sender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. Look off the better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
not. You are the prototype. We'll tiptoe to the sun and do things I know you like.
All right, welcome back.
Hi, gang.
Long time no talk.
I know. Stark difference from last week's show.
Seriously, we were yapping it up in the studio, but I hope you enjoyed all that lovely music. I think, well, let's do a little rerun.
Recap.
Yeah. We had Run to the Sun by Nerd. We had Check the Rhyme by A Tribe Called Quest. Never Catch Me by Flying Lotus featuring Kendrick Lamar. Mm. And then Prototype by Outkast, which is one of my favorites. It's so silly.
That was the first time I've heard that song. So
I'm a big fan, because at the end, the outro is Stank You Very Much.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Oh, he is fantastic.
He's so good. Thank you very much. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think up next, we'll do something a little more modern, a little more contemporary. Mm. We're going to go Lego Ring by Faye Webster featuring Lil Yachty.
Just like they say in the song, until the dawn.
Alright, welcome back. That one, a little bit of a change up, if you will, but it was highly requested. Like, everyone was asking for us to play it, so, like, we had to. And so, yeah, that was Marvin Gaye by Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor. The iconic
yeah,
duo.
Yeah, Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist, honestly.
He, like... like so glad. Taylor Swift just saying what we're all thinking.
All going through the head all the time.
Okay, so let's talk about throwing a house party. Are you thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember that it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under the age of 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 and also a year in jail. This message is brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. Wow. Super important to remember that going into spring fling, and like happy no one's talking about it.
Yeah, happy spring fling, everybody.
Are you feeling pumped for spring fling?
I'm so pumped that
I forgot that this was a triggering topic.
No, it's not a trigger. So again, AC and I are rowers.
Yeah. In case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know, we mentioned this at least once every time we come on air.
You have to toss it.
Shameful. But the men's team is actually not allowed to go. So this is my third year of not going to spring fling. I don't really mind. I've gotten used to it. Also, like, I would have gone to see replay and no air, and that would have been about it. It's not the kind of music I listen to, and I did not have time to educate myself on any of other Jordan Sparks's other songs.
Yeah.
I think if this was like 2009, ooh, crazy lineup. Mm-hmm. But I can't go. Yeah. So happy spring fling, everybody. Enjoy it for me.
Yeah. Have so much fun.
Have so much fun. Big heart. yeah.
Yeah.
Heart emoji. Yeah. Heart.
I don't know. I'll ponder on that.
On vibes.
Hand, heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Next up, we have Mosquito by Pink Panthers.
On a Monday, can I see you? Can I check my numbers? Cause I want to. I know it's annoying how much I do. Spending you the day that I want. The day that I want. Another day that
como las demás, como las demás.
Again, this can't be happening. I must just talk, it's up to you. Then you take my hand and stand to face your man. I know it's too good to be, that won't stop me, but I hear a moan.
All right, you guys, welcome back. That one was Again by Still Woozy, and that was Gonzalo's first time hearing that
song. It was
song.
My first time.
So I was kind of wondering if
song.
We could get like a
live reaction.
Yeah, live reaction. What are your thoughts?
I love it when artists go like really hard on synths,
mm-hmm.
like where like it just like the reverb is just like and
yeah.
like shakes everything. I love that. So mm-hmm. intro, great, catchy. I like it. I like it a
yeah.
lot. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I think what Still Woozy does that I really like a lot is he's so good with his harmonies. And it's
mm-hmm.
like so fun to listen to.
Yeah.
That he can do some funky stuff, and like I'm so on board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna go back and listen to that, and that will go on my playlist for sure.
Amazing.
For sure. So
I'm,
good.
Yeah, so excited for that album to come out.
Whenever it comes out. Yeah. Please.
And also we were talking off air, like his, you know, real name is Sven, and his kid mm-hmm. has a funky name
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So I have pulled up his most recent kid, which is not the son. His daughter's name is Shia Blue.
Wait, he has another kid?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Well, at least from December 30th of 2023. Crazy birthday, also. That's so close to
yeah.
so close to New Year. But I think let me see if I can find, because I think this is his second kid.
Maybe
not.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not seeing another kid.
Oh. So you're lying?
Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm just lying on air.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going pretty far. I think that might be his only kid. Hold on. Let me come back to this post. Yeah, he says. I went too far back. Oh, see, this is just him in photos with his baby. Where's, yeah, Shia Blue is here, born 12:20 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shia Blue. Anyways, do you want to introduce our next song?
I do. This song is, this is a song that, so this, how I came about this song, Continuo a Tardecer. I don't know how to, I honestly no idea what those words mean. But I had a friend come back from abroad, mm-hmm. from, she was in Spain, and we were planning on going on a ski trip over break, and she, her flight got in like January 2nd, like
mm-hmm.
in the evening, and we were leaving the morning of the 3rd, and big time rallied. Got into the car with us at like 10:30 in the morning, so jet lagged, and was like, listen to the music that I've been listening to for the last like six
mm-hmm.
months. And this was one of the songs, and I thought it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, this is Latin Mafia.
Amazing.
Hope you enjoy.
Can't wait to listen.
Continúa atardecer, corre por su piel. Yeah. Sabe bien qué hacer para verse bien. Se arregló para ella misma, se lo contó a sus amigas. Hey.
vestido corto que le queda bien. Esa niña siempre lo usé bien. Aprendió a sentirse siempre como un 10. No le tiene miedo a lo que fue ayer. Yeah. Y si le tiene miedo, no importa, tiene tiempo para entenderlo. Sus cicatrices se volvieron lienzo en caída. Se dio un beso. El espejo la adora. Siempre se ve mona. Con su look de Barbie, pero es bien cabrona. No le tiene miedo a lo que fue ayer. No le tiene miedo a lo que fue ayer. No le tiene miedo a lo que fue ayer. No le tiene miedo a lo que fue ayer. Corto que le queda bien. Esa niña siempre lo usé bien. Aprendió a sentirse siempre como un 10. No le tiene miedo a lo que fue ayer. Yeah. Y no le tenga miedo. Va a ser sincero. Tú te ves tan bien luego que me siento en el juego.
Knocking on a dead girl, walking always. It's me, hardest in strangers' cards. Aches in my body like I stayed up boxing. I'm a dead girl walking, but I've walked this far.
Alright, welcome back. That one was Dead Girl Walking by Jensen McRae. And I think this is the end of my show. Gonzo's about to start his Crayon to Crayon.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out the automation, but it's being a little funky, okay. But that's okay.
I'm ready to go whenever you are.
Yeah, alright.
So
what are you going to play?
I am going to play a song called Best of It by Young Mister. Young Mister released one of my favorite songs of the last month earlier on, and he released an EP. So this is Best of It from that EP.
Oh, wonderful. Alright. I'll see you guys next week.
You're